Jesus said, "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. Whew! Can you imagine? Here is a woman that they basically said she was crazy. "Woman, would you just shut up? We're tired of hearing you begging. We're not going to help you." She didn't listen. She had an urgency in her voice. She knew who she had to talk to. She knew that the only person that could save her daughter was Jesus. This is a Gentile woman. This is a woman that really they don't even want to talk to. She's not an Israelite. She's not a Jew. She did not hold anything back. She had a hope that Jesus could help her. There's three major barriers that she had to overcome. One is she was a woman, and back then, during that time, women were considered to be not much more than property. They were to be seen and not heard. But she still pleaded with Jesus. Secondly, she was a Gentile. Salvation had not yet been offered to the Gentiles, just to the Jews. And that's what Christ meant when he said that he was sent to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. Not only was she a Gentile, but she was a Canaanite on top of that. It gets worse and worse as the story is really revealed. The Canaanites were the folks that existed there in that land before Israel took over. And they were despised by the Jews. They just didn't care for them at all. They wanted them out of their land. They were pagans in the promised land that God had given them. But this healing was special in that she was the only Gentile that Jesus healed, had a healing with. He healed her daughter, but she was the only Gentile. The rest of them were Jews. You know, he said that she had great faith. But you know, five times he told his disciples about how they had little faith. His own disciples that had walked with him. He said, "Man, you guys, when are you going to learn? You have such little faith." But here, this woman who was desperate, the desperate cry of a mother who wanted her daughter healed. The shame of it, she cared not about whether she was going to be shamed. They couldn't shame her to make her be quiet. They couldn't talk loud enough. They couldn't even chunk rocks at her, I don't guess, to get her to leave. She knew one thing, that Jesus was her only hope. And she had faith that he would help her. You know, Jesus did say that he would not help her. Why did he say it? He said, because, you know, I was sent here for the lost sheep of Israel. I'm not here for the Gentiles. That came later. But she made another plea. She never did give up. It's like Jesus was testing her. "Well, tell me why I should do this for you." And she said, "You know, Lord, even the dogs get to eat the scraps that fall out of the master's table. They're allowed to do it." Jesus knew right then that her faith was great and declared it before everybody that was around. She stood her ground. She waited until Jesus responded. She was not going to leave, y'all, until she got what she come for. Unashamed about her faith. A faith that doesn't care who's watching. A faith that doesn't care who's listening. A faith that doesn't care what's being said to them. That is great faith. Because they know that their prayer is going to be answered. Here, Robert, I told him beforehand, I said, "I'm not going to jerk the chair out from under you." But you got to understand now, he was blindfolded. And he did have a guy in the back here that was telling him, don't sit down. He's moved the chair. And I don't know if you noticed it, but the chair was up against his legs when he stood up. I moved the chair back 1 inch just so he couldn't feel it. So he had to trust me that I really hadn't moved the chair and I wasn't going to play a trick on him. This is faith. What you can't see, you still believe that it can be done. That's faith. That's true faith. What you can't see. We can't see God. We can't see the Holy Spirit. We feel the Holy Spirit. We know He's in us. We feel His presence. We see Him working in our lives. But we believe by faith. It's nothing that we can put. If we could put a picture to it, if we could see Him, the Holy Spirit just say, okay, I'm leading you to do this. And the Holy Spirit says, okay, take my hand. And you can actually see the hand and you'd go. You would do. You would be unafraid. You'd immediately do what God asked you to do, wouldn't you? Because you see with your eyes. Because most of us we're brought up to trust what we can see, what we can taste, what we can feel. This morning, I got a question for you. Do you have a faith that won't quit? Do you have a faith that can't be tripped up? A faith that can't be trapped? A faith that can't be stopped just when everyone around you tells you that it's not going to happen? Do you have that kind of faith this morning that doesn't give up? You know, I pray that God gives us a faith like that. A faith that no matter what we see, no matter what we hear, whatever we see is going around, and God says, I want you to take a step in this direction. And you, with your eyes, you don't understand why God is asking you to take that step or to do what He's asking. He's not here for you to question why He asked you to do something. He just demands that you do it. He's sovereign. And it's by our faith, taking that step when we can't see what it is that God wants us to do. Amen? You know, there's nothing that is so big that if you have faith, it can't be done. The Scripture says if you have faith, you can tell that mountain to move and it'll move. The faith the size of what? Have y'all ever seen a mustard seed? It is just a speck. It's tiny. I mean, it is real little. I mean, it's hard to see. You have to almost put it on your finger and then look at it. If you set it on the floor, you'd never find it, especially on carpet. You'd never see it. You'd never find it again. It's that small. If you had faith that small, in that God could do what you've asked Him to do, you could ask a mountain to move, and it would move. Do you believe that? God, it don't sound like you do. Do you really believe it or don't you? Is the Scripture true or is it not? We can accomplish anything. A faith so big that we don't get discouraged when we tell others about Jesus and they laugh at us. Whew. You ever had anybody do that? I have. I've been at the rodeo, and I'd say, hey, man, have you ever heard about Jesus? And the guy on the horse next to me busted out laughing. Not the one I was talking to, but somebody else. And he goes, oh, boy, here we go. He's one of those Jesus freaks. I'm telling you. And the guy I was talking to, believe it or not, he wanted to hear. He goes, well, he hears the guy laughing. He goes, what about Jesus? Is he here? Is he roping? Had no clue who I was talking about. Man, never been to church. A faith so big that the word quit never enters our minds. Never. You see the guy, I've told this story, it's the guy who stands in the gap. Stands in the way of the trap. He's sitting there. He's protecting that hole. Cowboys, you know what I'm talking about. You've got a man that you say, don't let anything pass this spot. No matter what you got to do, if you got to lay your horse down and jump on top of him, whatever you got to do, don't let the cattle get past this spot, because if they do, we're going to lose them. They're going to get into the woods and they're going to be gone. Protect this hole. We need a faith that's like that. A faith that we know that if we stand our ground, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit is going to give us the strength to do what we need to do. Without fear. Without fear of what's going to happen. Without fear of what's going to be said about us. Or fear of what is going to be said to us for what we hear. We don't have to worry. How is your faith this morning? Is it little? Or is it like this woman, this Gentile woman? It's great. It's all in how you see God. Do we serve a mighty God, a little God? No. We serve a mighty and great God, that nothing is impossible if we have faith. Let's pray. Woo-wee, Lord. A little warm up here this morning. Trying to see. The sweat is coming down. But I know, Father, that when things like this has happened, I feel that the Holy Spirit is talking to someone here this morning that has had issues with their faith. Father, wondering whether or not you really are who you say you are, that you can really do what you say you can do. Father, and that we can be all that you want us to be as believers and your servants. I pray for everyone here this morning, Lord, that is yours. I lift them up and ask you, Father, to help them to have faith, great faith, faith that knows no bounds, that is afraid of nothing, a faith that is totally, absolutely, positively assured that you're there and you got their back. If someone is here this morning and they do not know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, they've gone through life so far up to this day by themselves. Maybe they've heard about salvation. Maybe they've heard about you dying for their sins. Maybe they just never thought, Lord, that they were a sinner. I pray that the Holy Spirit this morning, Father, speaks to ones that need to hear it. They'll realize they're a sinner and they need to repent. That they could receive the free gift of eternal life that you shed your blood for on the cross. Father, I just ask you to be with us this coming week as we try to serve and live for you. That old dog, that old Satan, Father, that he'll leave us alone. That we'll reject his noise, and that's what it is, Lord. It's just noise that he's constantly putting in our minds and our ears to trip us up so that we don't believe and trust in you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. And I thank you for everyone here that you have allowed to come to Common Ground this morning. And in every church that's in this country, in this world, that is serving you this morning, I pray you'd bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo! Welcome, y'all, to Common Ground Cowboy Church. I tell you, are y'all looking for a church home? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Maybe you're looking for some place that you can serve God. Maybe you're already serving God somewhere else and you're just here by accident. No such thing. Same, there's no accidents, and I don't believe there's anything such as luck. Luck does not exist in the kingdom of God because he's in control of everything. We want to welcome all y'all here. I'll let them explain all the stuff, but after the service, y'all meet me in the back there, and we're going to just say a quick word of prayer, thanking the Lord for what he's given us. Wherever you go this week, I pray God will go with you. He'll bring you back and keep you safe till we're back in his house again. God bless y'all.